So it's just some ideas, just a brief. So first of all, you see now. You see, what kind of belief that we grew up with what kind of, in regards to philosophy, in regards to life, with what kind of belief we grew up, you know, from childhood time. So that depends on, you see, what kind of belief, say, our first belief, in our life, the first belief, what kind of belief we begin our life with, what kind of belief. That depends on, you see, in what kind of society we are born. You see, in what kind of society, in what kind of culture, in what kind of society that you are born. You see, it depends on that. So the mind is very. So we are born. So child time. There's nothing. It's a very, say, what was not, also fresh, or say, fresh mind, or that sounds a little bit funny, but fresh. You see, one way of saying that most of us, we don't remember the past life. You know, what kind of philosophy we believe in the past life, we don't remember that now. So you see, so there's no continuation of that memory. You know, generally speaking, you know. So this time, childhood time, mind is just like a white cloth, you know, just like a white cloth. So this white cloth can be dyed in red color, in yellow color, in black color. You know, this child mind is like white cloth, can be dyed into red color, yellow color, green color, black color, blue color, into different color. It can be dyed. You know. Dead? So can be dyed, you see. So our mind, childhood time mind is like that. Mind is plain, you see. There's no particular culture. There's no particular, you see, philosophy or concept. So you see, now it's plain. It's just plain, you know, like white cloth. You know. So now this one, it depends on, you see, what now this one, this plain mind. So now you see, So what kind of belief we have in our earlier life, or the first belief in our life, what kind of philosophy? So that depends. This child time, very fresh new mind, you see. I'm new in the sense, I don't mean mind began from this life, I'm not saying that. The particular mind of this life began from this life, but generally, continuation of mind has no beginning. Mm. You see, so therefore, now, what kind of philosophy and belief that we grew up, you know, so that we say, anyway, with what kind of philosophy, you know, concept, with what kind of concept and philosophy we grew up, so that, you see, that depends on which culture we are born, which society we are born. You see, it's the very first, this life, you know, the childhood plain mind, no culture, nothing. You see, there is nothing there. So then, depends what comes first. Depends on what kind of culture, what kind of philosophies put on the mind first. So you grew up with that. You see. So there was nothing before. So whatever it's other people put on that mind, so you grew up with that. So therefore now, you see, you can't. So therefore now we have to analyze. You see, if you don't analyze, you see, your belief, philosophy, if you don't analyze, you see, then, so we have to analyze, we have to check. You see, without analyzing, you see, we cannot use the philosophy, the belief, the concept that is given to us. You see, in the early life, you see, before anything. So this, you know, we can't use this as a without analyzing. And having proved that this is according to reality of the phenomena, according to the reality of your life, without having proved this, without analyzing this, you can't, because this is what you learn first when you're childhood time, first belief, you see, first philosophy. You can't use this as a, you can't use this as a, say, you know, because this is what I believe, you know, how I grew up, and so therefore all the rest, therefore the other rest is not true. You cannot use first belief what is put in your mind, you know. So you can't use that. You can't just live on that and use that. All rest is wrong, because this is how I grew up. You know, this is what I believe. You see, because what you believe is what you're taught by others. You see. What you believe is what you are taught by others, you know. So therefore, whether that is according to the reality of the phenomena, according to the life or not. See, whether it's true or not, whether it's beneficial or not, it has to analyze. Without analyzing this, because this is the first belief, because this is the, you know, philosophy that is taught, you know, that first your first belief in this life, you see, cannot use that, just cannot use the, say, because of that, and this is because of that, you know, you see, this is, say, this is true, or say, that's it, you know, all others wrong. So without analyzing, so that's that would be very big mistake. That would be very big mistake. Very big mistake. Blocks your wisdom. It blocks your wisdom. It doesn't allow you to develop your wisdom, you know. So the very first thing, before we talk, before we go through the go through the subject of reincarnation, this is first what we should be aware. This is first what we should be aware. So just go over, just brief on the outlines, you know, the four basic outline, some idea of the reincarnation. That so first is that proving the reincarnation, the heavens having the same type of continuation before. Having the same type of continuation before. So before this chili, you know, chili, hot chili. before this chili, you know, can this chili say, anyway, that this chili came from previous continuity, raisin, sweet, you know. That this chili come from previous continuation, raisin, something sweet. So it cannot come from, previous continuity of this chili, so it has to be, it cannot be sweet, yeah? Like raisin. It cannot be sweet, no? So it has to be chili, yeah? It has to be same type. The previous continuity of the chili has to be chili, you know? Has to be also chili. It cannot be something sweet, different thing. The previous continuity of corn, the previous continuity of the corn, can that be banana? That cannot be banana, no? So it has to be continuity of corn, no? So so like that, anyway. So this chili, you see, has to come from this chili, you see, has to come from its own previous continuity, which is the same type, you know, the chili. Cannot come from raisin. The previous continuity of raisin cannot come from chili. It has come from raisins, the same type. It should come from the same type. So the, you see, the raisin has its own continuation, you know, completely separate from the continuation of chili, you know, previous continuation of chili. It's, you see, to complete differently separate thing. Same, I think, also I think it talks in the, this is physician, no, physics, or in the Western philosophy, it talks about, you know, the atoms, they gathered the atoms, you know, before scattered, then now atoms gathered and become this, become, you know, so become bricks and become, you know, then become house. Is it right? Is it right? And also in the Western, I don't know what's called. Yeah, and the Western, also in the Western philosophy, talks, you know, for example, brick is a formation. It's a, yeah, that same thing in Dharma also. The, you know, the formation of atoms, the brick, you know. So maybe the differences from Dharma and Western philosophy is that I think the atom, maybe the Western philosophy looks like the atom is permanent, looks like that, sounds like they're talking atom is permanent. So there I think may become different. So one Western, I think quite an intelligent person, philosopher. So he debated many years ago. He came. So we talked, and then he debated. He and Lama Hundu debated, and that he's quite intelligent. Who lived in Thailand. So he said, so the atoms always exist. So one time in the form of bricks like that, or another time in different forms, so scattered and then come together, you know, with another material like that, you see. So however, so now here, so here is like this. Same is talking about the atom is all this house is a collection of atoms. The brick, piece of brick, is a collection of atoms. That's same in Buddhism. So however, the philosopher talks about atoms. I think it seems he talks atoms as a permanent, so there maybe become different. So the continuation of this the brick or this building, you know, it has to be physical substances, you know, the atoms, physical. The previous continuity of this brick, previous continuity of this building, that's a, you see, it has to be substantial phenomena, you know, a physical thing. So see the atoms. Mm. So the So according to the Western philosopher, then the atom there, Anyway, like that. So similar like this, You see, the physical body, this physical body, this physical body, the previous continuation of this physical body is not the mind. It's not the mind, you know, formless one. It is the previous continuity of this body, you see, it is same type, you know. The previous continuity of this body is same type, a physical one. It has to be a physical one. Same type. You see, it cannot be a formless one. Cannot be mind, you know, something that is formless phenomena, you see. So now, the physical body, physical body, which came out of the mother's womb, which was beginning egg, and that previous continuation, that is the, you know, the egg from mother and the sperm from the father, you know. But then the continuation, you see, then the continuation, say, then the egg continues, then again, came from the mother's body, then the sperm came from the father's body, then those two bodies came from, you see, the previous continuity, the egg, you know. So like that goes on and on, you know, the physical one, you see. Now, like this, its previous continuity is not something, a formless phenomena, you see. It is a form, it is something physical. So now, the mind, when we say body and mind, the mind is a phenomena that which is a formless, a colorless, shapeless, you know. Clear perceiving object. That, like mirror, that which is not obstructed by dust, you know, the mirror, not obstructed by dust. So it's clear. Then is he able to say, reflect object, able to give reflection, you know. So like that. The mirror is not obstructed by the dust. So you see, it becomes clear, you see. So the object can be reflected there, you know. You see, it can give a reflection. Similar, the mind is not obstructed by, say, form, by substances, you know. It's not obstructed by form, by substances. So therefore, it's clear. Therefore, the nature of the mind is clear, and you see, then able to perceive objects. So what is the mind? The body and the mind. The mind is that formless, colorless, shapeless. Clear perceiving object. So now, You see, this mind, so this mind which took place on the fertilized egg, this mind which took place on the fertilized egg, so in the West, what's the definition of conception? How is it explained? According to, biology? According to biology, how is it explained? Definition of conception. Definition of conception. Huh? Oh. So that sperm and egg come together and become confusion. Fusion. Merge it. Ali, not confusing. Not happy, it goes away. I'm joking. If it's not a good place, go. I'm joking. Yes. I see. So conception means just the egg and the sperm meeting together. I see. Then, see. When does the life start? From that time, when the egg and sperm come together?
What is life?
You can explain what is life. How is said in the biology, when does the life begin? Go on biology.
Conception.
Huh?
Yeah, when they come together.
The life begin.
Yeah, then it divides into two.
Then again divide into two.
Huh? Yeah, it's one cell.
They come together?
Yeah, make one cell.
Yeah.
And then it splits into two cells and then four cells. That's life.
But the sperm and egg were alive before they connected.
Huh?
The sperm and the egg were alive before they connected.
They were alive?
Yeah.
So... Ali... So they have life, yeah? So before they came together, the sperm and egg, they are living beings.
I don't know if they are sentient, but they're living.
They're living beings.
A living part of the mother and father.
But...
Yeah, living part, I accept
it. Sent. So what does it mean, living? The sperm, the egg is a living part of the living of the father, mother. Part of the living of the father, mother?
Let's say.
Living?
Part.
Huh?
A living part of the father.
living part of the mother and father. Living part of the mother and father. Living part of the mother and father. So that means they've got a part of mother's mind and part of mother, father's mind. Something like that. Part of mother's living, father's living means, that means part of mother's mother, mother's mind, part of mother's mind, part of father's mind. It has got part of, the sperm comes from father, has got part of the father's mind. Egg comes from mother, has got part of mother's mother, mother's mind, like that? Like that? Yes. So every cell is living.
But does every cell have part of mind? I don't know.
So, yeah.
It's not just the
It's not
a complete cell. Sperm
What? What? So that has got father's mother's mind or not? The egg has got father's mother mother's mind. No. Who say yes? Oh, I see. So, how many cells your nose has?
Million.
So, your nose is made of many millions of living beings. Because according to your philosophy, all the eggs and the sperms got mind, you know. So that means your cell, your nose, how many atoms it has got mind? So your nose is made of many living beings. Your ears made of many living beings. Then all your, or each of your fingers, toes are made of many living beings. So how many living beings from here down to the toes? It's all living beings. It's all living beings. Like that?
There are many living beings, but they are all part of one system. They can't function alone. They are all part of my body. I control them. They can't function.
So you control all the... All those living beings, you know? All those living beings. Yeah. all those living beings are they you or not? Are they you, all those living beings?
Huh? What do you mean? My mind, my valid eye, myself?
Yeah. yourself and then Paul, your mind and what else?
Valid eye.
Valid eye. And then there's a false eye. Anyway. So all those living beings, they're not you. They're not you. All those living beings. Yeah. All these living beings. So, they're you or they're not you?
Depends on the definition of you.
So, what is your definition of you? What is your definition of you? What is your definition? What is your definition of I?
I guess it's the part of me that thinks.
Part of you that which thinks. Thinking part of you. Thinking part is, but all those living beings, you know, all the living beings, all these living beings are also thinking, you know. They're also thinking.
They're not thinking.
They don't think. this, they don't think. Then this, don't think. Then this one, don't think. This one. From here. None of these think down from here. They don't think. And they don't think this one, always part. Don't think. So none of these cells hasn't got a mind. None of these cells hasn't got a mind because none of them think. Yeah? None of them think. Yeah? So... So there's no thinking. There's no thinking there. There's no thinking there. No, there's no thinking. Anyway, there's no thinking there. There's no thinking there. There's no thinking nowhere. There's no thinking. Not anywhere thinking. So there's no I. There's no I. Huh? There's no thinking. So there's no mind. There's no mind. Huh? There is mind or there's no mind?
No mind.
No mind. No mind, yeah? Oh, the next person. Then the No mind. So therefore you never get angry. You never get angry. Huh? You never get upset. You never get happy. You have no suffering. Yeah? There is my happiness. there is my happiness and my suffering. Huh?
What's the question? Ah, I said they affect me, they affect my happiness. They, like, if someone hurts my hand...
So next person, just like this too. So, yeah. Did you feel pain?
Yes.
So, but you have no pain.
What?
Because you haven't got mind.
But they affect my mind.
So now you have mind. So now you have mind. You are mind.
He said the living things of his body doesn't have mind.
So all these cells doesn't have mind. Oh, I see. So the So all your cells doesn't have mind, but a sperm has mind.
I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway. First thing is that the physical body, the previous continuity of the physical body, you see, it has to be same type. It has to be physical substances. It has to be substantial, you know, similar type. Then previous continuity of, so the physical part we understand, you know, that how it previous continuity is a physical. It has to be physical, you know, how previous continuity is physical that we know. So now the. So the other question is, according to biology, when does the mind start? You know, when does the mind take place? When does the mind take place? On the fertilized egg, or you see this body on this substantial, on this physical phenomena, you see. When does the mind take place? That's one. So that's, I think, an important question to the Western, the education, to the biologist, you see, according to biology, when does the mind start? So when does the mind take place? When does the mind take place? So that's the important question. However, so the here, define what is the mind. I think in order to know that previous continuity of the mind has to be the same type. Before knowing that, one has to know the difference of the body and mind. Definition. One has to know the very first thing before talking about reincarnation. One has to know what is the mind. So how it is spent in the West and in the biological psychologist. So according to psychologist and biologist, what is the definition of mind?
No, the definition of scientists could agree on, they are still arguing.
Still talking. So talking. Well, yes. Reaction in the egg, in the egg.
Yeah, a chemical in the egg, a chemical in the sperm. I think feel free to jump in here anymore. Yeah. must be someone who knows more about biology than
yes.
But when the chemicals come together,
yeah.
There's a reaction. They call it an electrochemical.
Mm.
So it's like electricity, I guess. They talk about heat.
Yes.
I think that's created. That's sort of
in the brain form.
But the chemicals are in the egg and sperm. I don't know when it happens.
No.
They don't know what stage. It could be 6 weeks. Anyway, that's what I thought. But it's actually an electrochemical reaction.
Right?
I think there are two main views in biology and psychology.
Mm-hmm.
One is that the mind is the whatever the mind is a result just of the thing of brain cells that form a very complex network, and out of this interaction between these thing of brain cells, and these interactions are chemical. They're the mind results, and that's the main view I think in biology. And there is another view, they say the mind is something totally different, and it will never be able to explain the mind out of the brain cells.
Mind cannot expand out of the cells.
But I think it's not
a maturity. I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, in Australia, I saw in TV, they were talking about conception. So I think there's a big disagreement between psychologists and the doctors or something. Maybe biologists, I'm not sure. But there's two. They don't agree. So there's the argument. Yeah. So anyway, that's a big question in the West. I think the birth is become a big question. Not clear. It's become a big question. So therefore, the death is not clear.